This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it.
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
He got all the information.
He's got almost too much, doesn't he?
He's got way too much.
I started tuning him out after a little bit.
What are you talking about? That was great information.
And Chris Ello.
The guy's out in the community buying stuff for people.
I wasn't taking a shot at
you. You weren't. You know what I was doing is I was just saying that he's getting screwed by the ball.
Okay, that probably didn't come out the way you meant it to.
Probably not.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Got a pitch to Bellinger. And a fly ball to right center field. It's well hit, and it is gone! A three-run home run for Bellinger. We've got a new game. It's tied at five.
We will be listening to all kinds of sports calls about an hour from right now in our new segment, Rate the Radio Call. That was Charlie Steiner. Very happy yesterday afternoon on the home run by Bellinger that helped the Dodgers get back in that NLCS. 2-1, game four getting started shortly in L.A., and Julio Urias on the mound for the Dodgers. It'll be Jesse Chavez starting for Atlanta as they go to a bullpen day.
I wonder why they're not starting at 2 o'clock today.
Because there's no Laker game tonight, maybe? Yeah.
They finally put
the Dodgers back in prime time. Yeah. ALCS, Scraby just mentioned it. They're in the top of the eighth. The Astros still leading Boston 7-1. Rafael Devers hit a home run for the Red Sox in the bottom of the seventh inning to get them on the board. But it's been all Houston today, at least so far, as the Astros look to go ahead 3-2, take that lead with them back to Houston.
These have to be some of the biggest swings in terms of runs by one team compared to runs by another team. I can't remember a series like this.
Yeah, big-time scoring. They put up a graphic last night, and it reminded me. There was a World Series once. Go ahead, Scraby.
If I could turn.
Oh, man, I left it for you. I will. I'm going to turn back time to 1960 in the World Series. 61 years ago. But this is interesting. The matchup that year was the New York Yankees and the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Yankees won their 3 games by a combined score of 36-3.
Wow.
But the Pirates won the World Series 4-3. They ended up winning, you may recall, on the dramatic walk-off Game 7, bottom of the ninth home run by Bill Mazeroski. Still, I believe, the only bottom of the ninth walk-off Game 7 home run in World Series history. But the Pirates won 4 games by 7 runs. The Yankees won 3 games, 36-3. So that must have been something to see. I mean, the Yankees just crushed them in every game that they won, but the Pirates won all the close games. So, but this series seems similar in the regard that the Red Sox put all those runs up in Game 2 and Game 3, and then had a lead in Game 4.
Has there been a close game yet?
I mean, four is the most, right?
That was the closest last night, and they ended up winning 9-2 because they got seven runs with two outs in the ninth inning.
Real quick, this just came across not my desk, but my iPad.
This is breaking news.
Now you got something to live up to.
Right? I was perfectly fine without that introduction there. Deshaun Watson, the trade discussions are serious.
Serious.
But deal not imminent. And it's not, it sounds like it's not just the Dolphins in on this conversation.
Good.
Panthers and Eagles are other teams that have, that are mentioned in this, this trade that possibly could go down.
What happened to Sam, the love for Sam Darnold in Carolina?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, how about Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia? Yeah. You ready to give up on him already?
Yes.
All right. God,
have you seen them play?
He's played all right.
Have you seen him play?
No, I said them.
Oh, the Eagles.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
But the, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think Jalen Hurts has been pretty good.
Yeah, I do too.
I think Tua's been pretty good. I think Sam Darnold's been pretty good. I think Deshaun Watson is a big risk for anybody.
Sam Darnold is doing pretty good work considering he's also missing the best running back in the league, too.
Yeah, yeah. Tua's doing a good job considering he has no running back.
Who is the running back for the Dolphins?
Oh, don't bring him up. Yeah, oh, Scraby. Scraby's going to go lose another.
What is it, Salvin Ahmed, and then
losing another screw over this one
that they give carries to
Malcolm Brown. It's a bad team. It's a bad team, man.
Never believe writers when they say, "Well, Miles Gaskin's going to get more involved."
Do
with
the Dolphins
offense.
Not have any money to spend? Do they? What's
I don't know. I think they spent a lot of money last year and put that whole thing together. Then they let some of those guys go, especially on defense, that have made a difference this year. Mm. I don't know where they're at money-wise. They felt coming into the season that Miles Gaskin was going to be fine as a starting running back. And in, I believe, one of six games this year, he's been fine. The other five games, he was
not so much.
Totally not involved. So, but again, this is a question that I've always had, and it would take, you know, somebody who's much better at X's and O's and film work than I am to really square me away. But it's like the old, you know, Terrell Davis, for example, ran behind a great line with the Denver Broncos.
Right.
Emmitt Smith ran behind a great line with the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
How much of the yardage that they gained was a result of the great offensive line, and how much it was a result of them? Because the running back is the one who gets all the statistics. But sometimes, at least in my mind, if you switched running backs, you know, in the history of football, would another guy put up similar numbers to Emmitt Smith?
No.
I got to believe that he was responsible for a lot of that.
The gift of Emmitt Smith was what? His patience, his ability to see the hole, and he can make you miss after he got through, though. Those are the characteristics I think you're looking for from the running back. Now, if you have a really good offensive line, those holes are a little easier to see. They're a little bit bigger, right?
They last a little longer.
They last a little bit longer. And so both parties, I mean, if you have a great like Emmitt Smith and you give him a good line,
yeah,
he's going to go down as the best running back in the history of running backs.
Yeah, it's so tough. I mean, Barry Sanders was a guy that did not have a great offensive line, yet gained thousands and thousands of yards dancing around, making guys miss. But I look at Miles Gaskin and they hand off to him and he runs off tackle and he gets knocked down before he gets started.
Right.
I don't know what he could do.
Right.
But everybody says they need a new running back. Okay, well, give them a new running back. What is that running back going to be able to do with no blocking? It's hard for me to tell what's what.
Yeah. I would guess when you have a gifted running back, even with a porous line, he can make something out of nothing. It may not be the greatest season because you're still probably going for yards of 3 and 4.
Yeah.
But the guys that may not be as talented, they can't make something out of nothing.
Because there's no way I can picture Miles Gaskin running for the kind of yardage that Derrick Henry runs if he was in Tennessee. But at the same time, I don't think Derrick Henry would be anywhere close to what he has if he were playing behind that Miami line. Because he needs a yard or two to get up a little head of steam.
Yeah, no, I think that's just... That's
so hard for me to tell.
For Derrick Henry might be the
wrong guy to bring up.
After a while, he breaks your spirit. Like, do you really want to keep... Run after run, diving in there and running into his thigh or his shoulder or his hand, for that matter. I think after about the third quarter, you're like, I'm good. I don't
just go ahead and go.
Yeah, like I'm a dive at your feet here. Hopefully, I trip you, but if that doesn't work, you're gonna go for 73 yards.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's the running back quandary that I've always kind of held, you know, because Miami hasn't had a, you know, other than Ricky Williams picking up a little yardage for a few years, they haven't had a running back since like the glory days.
What about Mark Higgs? Is it Mark Higgs?
That was his name. I don't recall him doing anything of note.
I just remember him from Tecmo Super Bowl.
I don't know where you came up with that.
That was his name.
That was really pulled out of thin air.
I remember playing Tecmo Bowl, and it's not Tecmo Super Bowl, Tecmo Bowl, and I always loved playing with the Dolphins because of Higgs.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. He was very good in that game.
I don't know how.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, look at his career statistics. What did he do?
That was his name.
I mean, I don't recall him ever even toting the pigskin.
Oh, man.
To be honest with you.
He had an okay career.
No, he didn't. There's no way he did.
He had 2 years over 900 yards rushing.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
God, I can't remember. Well, 900 yards in 16 games is.
But this was also back in
1991. 45 yards a game. So, Lakers and Warriors opened up the NBA season last night. Yeah, Tony'd rather not us mention it, but Russell Westbrook was certainly kind of the talk of this game after a single-single in which he had 8 points, triple single, thank you. Yes, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, shot 3 of 12, did not make a three-pointer, and in general looked lost out there LeBron and Anthony Davis. And the Lakers, both stars, actually talked to Westbrook after the game, told him, hey, don't sweat it, we'll get it figured out. But the Lakers have a little work to do for sure.
Chris, we've been moved into this era, but it is almost hilarious. It's laughable to me now when I pick up my phone the next day and you start scrolling through Instagram.
Oh, yeah. People have given up on Westbrook, right?
Is there a Westbrook problem?
Yeah, it's
like,
over.
It's game one of 82.
Yeah, it's over. But
I don't know. When there's smoke, there's fire.
It's not all that unusual,
there's smoke,
right?
There's fire.
I think we saw similar articles after like 10 games with the Padres earlier this year, right? Before they went on the nice run. It's just so much season and so many things that can happen from now and
yes.
In 3 weeks from now, let alone... Yeah. At the end of the season.
The overreaction to overnight, or opening night. As I mentioned earlier, Carmelo Anthony, he didn't really fit in all that great last night either.
Right.
So that was a dumb pickup.
Right.
And everything the Lakers did was dumb in the offseason. They're now 0-7 if you
include
the
preseason. They're just a bunch of old farts now playing basketball.
If you include the preseason. Yeah, they've gone from the number one ranked team in the NBA to just a bunch of old farts after one loss. But nice win for the Warriors. I'll tell you, I enjoyed watching, you know, what I thought was a pretty good basketball game. It wasn't an all-timer, but it was fun to have NBA back and have fans and have Jack courtside. And,
oh, my God.
Jack's kind of...
He's getting older.
Let himself go a little bit,
he's getting
Jack.
Older.
He needs a movie role. He needs a movie role.
I tell you
tighten
what,
back up a little bit.
It was fun to see. it was fun to see Shaq and Charles back at it again.
How'd they do? I didn't watch them last night.
They were
night.
Hilarious.
I should have, but
Shaq put himself number two on the big man list, and Charles proceeded to tell him that he wasn't better than Wilt. Like, he just was adamant about it. The other thing that was pretty funny that Charles did, they did a early season who he play for. I don't know if you guys have seen this segment they do. They ask Charles Barkley about five random players that are currently playing in the league, what team they play for. And he was 0 for 5 last night as an NBA analyst.
Really?
He couldn't name any team.
Couldn't come up with anything.
That
huh?
The guys put up there. It is as funny as Shaq and the Fool. Is on most of those lines.
Man, those guys are hilarious. I got to watch them some more. They named 25 more players today in the NBA's all-time top 75. They're going to name the last 25 tomorrow, so you'll have the whole list by tomorrow of the 75 greatest in NBA history. Clyde Drexler was among those included
today.
There was some
talk of him being snubbed yesterday.
Yeah,
that's good.
Should not have happened. No. I mean, Clyde Drexler is one of the greatest. Tim Duncan... Pretty obvious selection. Dr. J got in there today. Walt Frazier, Kevin Garnett in
big
the top 25. Hondo, John Havlicek. Allen Iverson, Magic Johnson made it, as well as did Michael Jordan.
I believe Hondo is a character in Star Wars.
Oh, John Havlicek, that was his nickname, Hondo.
I was thinking Street Fighter there for a second.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's even better. And for all the Star Wars people, I know it's not a character.
I'm looking for current players that were included on the list today. We mentioned yesterday Antetokounmpo, Kevin Durant, James Harden made it. The current player whose name pops out on today's list
is Curry on there?
How about Chris Paul? Chris Paul CP3, making the all-time top 75. Steph Curry's not on here yet, but that doesn't mean he won't get mentioned
tomorrow.
He's got to be on there tomorrow. Yeah. I mean, he's the greatest shooter in the history of the game.
I will say, as annoying as it was that the Lakers lost that game in the fourth quarter, basically, you do got to appreciate the way Golden State plays basketball. I mean, the ball just...
They moved it nicely. I believe they had 30 assists on 41 baskets. That's a pretty good stat.
It was frustrating as the opposing fan, but it was if you like good.
I like to see good basketball
and
the ball moving around. I mean, 30 assists sounds like a ton. Consider that Scott Skiles once had 30 assists in one game.
Still the record, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't think Magic never even got. You know, to that kind of number, or Stockton or any of those guys. But, yeah, it was good basketball by the Warriors, and the Lakers did. They didn't look like they'd been together long enough to be really successful. But you know what? They're going to win their share of games. I think they have 12 of their first 15 games, I believe, Tony, are at home. So the Lakers, while they are trying to figure out, are going to be in the comforts of the Staples Center. I noticed another one last night. This is in hockey. The New York Islanders, who are getting a new building this year, and apparently the building not going to be ready on time.
What?
Wait, what?
Well, it's going to be ready, but when they originally started to build it 3 years ago or 2 years ago, they expected it to be ready for the start of this season.
Okay, okay.
But they found out a few months ago that for whatever delay reasons, it wasn't going to be ready. So as a result... The New York Islanders are opening the season with a guess-how-many-games-long road trip, Tony. What would be ridiculous for a hockey team road
15.
Trip? That would be ridiculous. 13-game road trip to open the season.
That's not much better.
Can you believe that?
That's brutal.
Their first 13 games on the road.
That's 2 weeks on the road.
2 weeks, that's a month. 2 weeks for baseball.
Oh, yeah.
But for hockey, you don't play every night.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, they're going to be gone for about a month before they open that building up.
Oh, there's going to be some chippiness at the end of that.
They're going to be running into some guys. The coach of the Islanders said, we're going to actually try to get the guys home for a couple of days.
That would be good.
At some point,
with
a little break on the schedule, fly back to the island and let the guys get home. Because for an NHL team, I'd say a 4 or 5 game road trip is about as long as it normally gets. 13 is, I've never heard something like that. All right, we'll take a quick break. Dodgers and Braves are underway. Nothing yet in the top of the first inning for Atlanta. When we come back, we have plenty more still to come, including the Daily Gambit and our over-under wagers preseason picks on the Padres. And how we did on those preseason picks, we'll find out as we go along. And then at 6 o'clock, don't forget it, it's our brand new segment, debuted last week, lots of fun, Rate the Radio Call.
Touchdown!
Coming up, 6 o'clock, more Gwen and Chris keeps rolling until 7 this evening on 97.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
5:24 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scravey. Hump day. It's Wednesday. We're halfway through the week. I assume, no, they haven't lost yet. The Astros actually are threatening right now. Bases loaded, one out in the top of the ninth, up 7-1. They're trying to, you know, score some more runs. Why not?
Put the screws to the Red Sox.
Yeah, definitely so. Dodgers underway. They're through 1-0-0. Nobody has reached base yet.
I think the most surprising thing of the day, Framber Valdez.
Dealing.
Complete game to this point. Yeah. 8 innings. 3 hits. Remember the Astros starting pitchers combined in the first 4 games.
Yeah.
Pitched a total of 7 innings.
They needed one of these starts.
He's pitched
bad.
8 by himself.
Yeah, they needed one of these starts because remember, yesterday they didn't have the luxury of having a starter. I believe they went with a bullpen day.
Well, Greinke started, but he was only good for an inning or so.
Yeah, and then they got a win in that game, which kind of set them at least on track. But they still needed a good start from Framber Valdez, and man, as he's answered a call in more than one way.
You talk about the way momentum changes in these series, and not to get too carried away. But it's going to take another momentum shift for Boston to back now because Houston's got control. All of a sudden, Kike Hernandez is making an out.
Yeah.
He's only 1-for-8 in the last 2 games after going, 18-for-20 or something to start the series. And, you know, the Red Sox, who piled all those runs on the board in games 2 and 3, 2 runs last night and just 1 so far in this game going to the 9th inning. So, it's amazing how your bat. We've talked about this before. How you, one day you can feel like such a king with a bat in your hands and go 4-for-5 and just everything you hit, you know, right on the nose. And then the next day you feel like you've never picked a bat up before.
Kike was literally the hottest man walking the planet Earth with a bat in his hand.
Yeah,
for three or four games, and now all of a sudden he's 1-for-8. He's very pedestrian at this point.
It's amazing how that can work on you.
Aztecs football is taking on Air Force Saturday at Air Force, and Brady Hoke caught up with the media, and here's some of the things he had to say.
Operator error.
My headphones are like losing their mind.
Your headphones are losing your mind? What does that have to do with the fact that Brady Hoke's sound isn't playing?
Because it's like super incredibly loud. I can't even put my headphones in.
Oh, is that why you slapped them out of your ear like that?
Yes, because I thought
you were having a seizure.
I can't.
Okay, well,
what did you think I was having?
I thought you had a seizure the way you like knocked it off your head.
Yeah, because they hurt. Every board op who has sat in this seat knows exactly the pain I'm feeling right now.
How many people is that total? About 4 in the world?
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure everybody who's listening to this program right now has absolutely no idea what you're referring to.
Sometimes
Eddie Rosario strikes again.
Wow, and so much for my
they'll never lead again.
My prediction.
They'll never lead again.
They'll never lead again. They lead now.
Long story short, I can't really hear, but this is Brady Hoke talking about how they need to get out to a fast start against Air Force.
Well, it's really important. There's no doubt about it. You know, I think they start so fast because you can't simulate that offense. I think it's awfully hard, you know, and we've worked at it. We worked at it during the spring a little bit during fall camp. And now obviously we're working at it real hard right now, but you know, just the speed of the game is different. The speed of the block, the line of scrimmage is different than what you're going to see on Saturday.
The Air Force Falcons
6-1. And by the way,
coming off a win over Boise.
Yeah, on the road, those guys take out your legs too, man. They go after your knees, and I'm not saying dirty, but they do everything down low. And man, you got to watch yourself if you're on the defensive line. And I remember sitting with Rocky Long one night talking about trying to defend Air Force, and he said, "You know what? The option offense,
the triple option,
option is the most perfect offense in the history of football."
He says that every time,
according to Rocky Long.
The most perfect offense in the history of football.
The reason he said that is because, and I think he's talking mostly about the run game, but it's the only offense where you have enough blockers to account for all of the defenders, because wipe out defenders in the option based on the fact that you don't have to block them, but they still have to tackle the fullback.
Right.
And they still have to tackle the quarterback. And then you might pitch it to the third guy. Anyway, he grew this all out on X's and O's one time. It was fascinating to see the mind of Rocky Long at work. When you're talking to a defensive genius, and he said that this is the one offense there's no answer for. If they run it perfectly, they're going to gain yardage. So
a little something to think about here for our Daily Gambit on Friday, but does it surprise you guys that the number 22 ranked Aztecs are underdogs in this game at 3-0?
They're on the road against a team that's 6-1.
Yeah, no.
And they just beat Boise State. So, not surprising, but, you know, the Aztecs should go in there and feel like they're an, you know, undefeated good team. I mean, they can't go in there and feel like they're
be who they are.
Not superior to Air Force. They're going to have to play a good game. Lucas Johnson will be the quarterback. Will Haskell's the backup. And, you know, they got to do, because Air Force has a pretty good defense, from what I'm told, anyway. And we know they got the running game with their options. So,
speaking of Will Haskell, Brady Hoke was asked what he's seen from Will Haskell to make him comfortable enough to elevate him to the backup quarterback position.
He's a very attentive student to some degree, if you want. He's athletic as anybody on our football team. I think, you know, his package isn't as big as the package that Jordan had or the package that Lucas will have, but he's a guy that we have a lot of faith in, and how he'll, take the reads and the different things that you saw him do a couple games ago.
I heard a great stat about Brady Hoke the other day. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
He's the only coach in the history of college football to start a season 6-0 with three different schools.
Oh, yeah, I did see that too. Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Michigan, and this year with the Aztecs.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
That's pretty good. Give it to Brady on that one.
While Brady was speaking,
Braves have now a 2-0 lead after back-to-back homers, this one by Adam Duvall.
I wonder if all of the work that Urias has had, wasn't John Heyman who mentioned it earlier today, that he's pitched 190 innings, like 80 more than he ever has at the professional level. And
it
makes you think of it when he gives up back-to-back home runs, because he's been so unhittable, you know, for most of the year.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's made two mistakes with the fastball, and this team in the Braves, they don't miss fastballs. They've been, I think, their best hitting team against the fastball, one of the better hitting teams against the fastball.
All right. Well, Braves have proved me wrong. They're not the first team or players ever to prove me wrong. It's pretty easy to do normally, but they have a lead, 2-0 in the top of the second inning. So good start to Atlanta. Houston 9-1 over Boston. They're going to the bottom of the ninth. All right. I think it's your turn. Is it? Yes.
Yes, it is. Daily Gambit. On the way, you get to see how bad our Padre picks were, the individual ones, when we return. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
Scraby would like the base cam.
There's nothing wrong with the base
cam. You like the base cam?
What interests you in seeing a guy come in and then dirt covering up the lens of the camera?
I just like the new perspective, because I've never been on a Major League Baseball field.
That's
during
the perspective you want, right underneath the bat.
That's not a perspective you would have if you were on a Major League Baseball field in a base.
You guys aren't letting me even finish. I like to see what's going on in the field. I mean, I've never been on a baseball field during an NLCS, so I want to see what it looks like.
You still haven't. You've been in a base. I don't see how the base cam gives you the feeling like
just because
you're on
you don't like it doesn't mean other people don't like the base cam.
You're either looking up the first baseline or down the first baseline towards home plate, or you're looking at somebody smothering dirt all over you at second base most
pretty
of the time.
Pretty much it. The other camera that's interesting is the one that they put in the dirt right in front of home plate that is focused up on the player.
See, that one I don't
that
like.
That makes no sense either.
That one seems weird. That's kind of like the old days, you know, when they show you the old footage and they, here's Joe DiMaggio, and they show a shot of him like the cameraman standing in the other batter's box. How do they, you know,
Joe Strasburg ready to go. DiMaggio up next.
All right, enough of this. Astros are one out away now from beating Boston. It's 9-1 in the bottom of the ninth.
They scored some more runs.
Yeah, they put two more on the board in the top of the ninth. Three RBIs for Gurriel, three for Alvarez. And eight innings of three-hit pitching by Framber Valdez is going to put the Astros within one game of the World Series. They'll take a 3-2 lead back to Houston.
Man, and Boston's got to win two in Houston. That's
yes,
gonna
they
tough.
Do. It's going to be tough. And Atlanta, as Tony mentioned, jumps out to a 2-0 lead in L.A. Back-to-back home runs, Eddie Rosario and Adam Duvall of Julio Urias in the top of the second. Dodgers coming to bat in the bottom of the second. So with that, we'll check a little traffic, then get into today's Daily Gambit.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Smart Investing. Tune in Saturdays for the Smart Investing Show at 8 a.m. on 97.3 The Fan with Brent and Chase Wilsey. Call in for investing advice, and if you missed the show, listen to the Smart Investing Podcast for the latest and great investing news and tips. Smart Investing, 8 a.m. Saturdays on 97.3 The Fan. See, guys, I read ahead, and everything worked out.
Oh, look at
you. You did not.
Yes, I did.
You did not. You read that whole. You read the whole thing once during the break to prepare for your read.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying that you
should do. No chance,
I say. Did I say all the
Saturdays? You are something else, Gravy.
Did I say all the Saturdays like you guys are saying? You know? Anyway.
Mm-hmm. You basically, people get on our case for picking on you too much, but you basically invite it.
I do
from
not.
From time to time.
Word I do not.
Word up.
I have never.
You definitely invite it.
I have never invited it upon myself.
I have
before.
No idea what you're talking about.
Thanks a lot, idiot.
Kelly Danick,
Kelly,
don't mess with her.
Kelly is on
one. Don't mess with Kelly today.
All right, Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on the show. And if you weren't listening to us about, 7 months ago,
it's probably a good thing.
It's probably a good thing because we made some Daily Gambit bets on individual Padres players, and so we're going to go over them right now. And let's just say, again, we were all kind of feeling, we were all drinking the Kool-Aid of
the
Padres.
Yeah, we were. Man.
The first one we did was
thirsty.
I thought like the Padre players might be listening when I was doing this predicting, and I didn't want to not show faith.
Yeah. Yes, that's, you know, we have been told that sometimes they flip us on in the clubhouse, so
that's better than flipping us in the other direction.
Never mind. Chris, for self-editing that.
Because I'm sure there are times where they want to flip us.
Yes, that's true.
We're actually pretty player-friendly here on the show. But what we bet on...
Not entirely player-friendly, though.
They have to understand that we're going to have to throw their name in the mud at some point. But anyway, the over-under for Fernando Tatis Jr. batting average this season, for the entire season... The line was set at 285. All of us took the over. And we all lose.
You didn't quite make it.
0.005.
three. Fernando finished with a .282 batting average on the season.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, that's
man.
Pretty close.
Those guys set pretty good lines, as
they
always.
They do. Now, the next one we made was a Blake Snell bet. We have two Blake Snell bets, and the over-under on how many strikeouts he would have on the season, it was 190.5 strikeouts. All three of us said under, and we all three win because he had 170 strikeouts. If you were to give me a guess on how many strikeouts Blake Snell had this year, I would have said under 170 for sure.
I would not have. I would have. I honestly, with the number of innings he pitched, 170 is quite a few.
But if you remember, he wasn't like going a lot of innings early, but he was still striking out a boatload of guys. And that's why for a long time, even through, I want to say it was through like into June, he still had a really low ERA despite not having pitched a whole lot of innings.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a few stretches there at the end when he was pitching well.
He had some big-time strikeout games.
Yeah, he had double-digit strikeouts in a row. So we all win on that one. Now, the next Blake Snell bet we made was over-under on 12 wins. Chris, you and Tony took the over. I took the under, so I was the only one to win there because he had 7 wins.
Did anybody in the National League even get more than 12? Other than Julio Urias,
Other than the Dodgers pitching staff,
I know 12 is a ton these days for starting pitching. I don't know what we were thinking, but
we're still stuck in the old times, apparently.
Yes, we were stuck in the days when they put up a thing. I think it was Phil Niekro and Wilbur Wood turning back the clock against Randy Pitt.
Wilbur Wood is a great name.
His old knuckleballer for the White Sox. I believe they're the only two pitchers who both had 20 wins and 20 losses in the same season. Imagine a guy getting over 40 decisions.
That is a lot.
In this day and age.
I'm looking, and yes, there were quite a few people that got more than 14 wins in the National
League.
No,
I know there were. I was kidding.
Oh, you're being facetious.
Yes. I was being facetious.
Adam Wainwright did it. Walker Buehler did it.
Yeah.
Matt
Tony
Scherzer
said the whole Dodger pitching staff.
Charlie Morton did it.
Okay. We
Zach
get the
Wheeler
back.
Did
we
it.
Get the point.
Great. Kevin Gausman
Move
did it.
On, bro.
Okay. I'm the only one who finds that funny. Now, Denelson Lamet. Here is another one. And you don't need to shake your head yet. Denelson Lamet, he didn't have the season we all thought he would have. So his over-under on wins was set at 10.5 wins.
How many did he get?
He had two.
Two?
Yeah.
Chris
he, wasn't
and Tony,
really, he wasn't a starter when he came
no.
back.
Chris and Tony took the over. I took the under, so I win.
Like I said, I would rather be wrong and support the player.
Okay. I can see that.
Adam Next Duvall just took a home run away from Gavin
poor
Lux.
Poor Gavin Lux. He should stop hitting it that way. Oh, that's definitely a pulled back homer, too.
Yep. Great play by Adam Duvall. Keeps the Braves ahead 2-0 in the second inning. It's great.
The next bet we made was Chris Paddock, his over-under on wins.
Oh, boy.
The line was set at 10.5. You both said over, I said under. He had 7 wins, so I win.
I'm sensing a theme here. By the way, Scrape, you had no faith in anybody.
I guess
bet under
I did.
On
you
everything.
Know, you know what he was doing. He's being the contrarian.
No,
is
I
what
wasn't.
He was doing.
No, I would never be the contrarian.
That's
exactly. I don't have a song for it or anything. The last one we made before the year was Yu Darvish. Over-under was set at 14 wins.
Ugh.
Tony and I said over. He had 8. Chris wins because Chris said
oh,
under.
Oh, I said under that time.
Yeah, you did.
8 wins. He had 7 by June.
He was well cruising to his goal.
And I was going to talk so much trash because I got so many DMs about
Yu Darvish.
Oh, you did?
About
19?
Picking 10, picking over.
Wow.
And so I was looking forward to popping
well,
off.
I took a ton of heat for the Chris Paddock picks, but
it didn't
what
go
am I going to
well.
Do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believed in Chris Paddock. Sorry, I'm trying
My
to
bad.
Support the Padres.
My
I mean,
bad.
And you guys just, you guys.
We actually
you guys
want
out
them
there
to
on,
do well.
You guys have memories like elephants out there.
They do.
It's unbelievable. Yes, you said March 3rd. And the thing is like, you know, when I hear it, I'm like, yeah, I guess I did say that.
Yeah, no, usually when you know you've said it, that you don't forget it on yeah. those type of ones.
All right, we're going to have to boogie through some of the rest. Let's go over what we made, the bet we made last night on the Warriors and Lakers game. The spread was 3.5, and it was in favor of the Lakers. The Warriors won outright, 121-114. You both took the Lakers. I took the Warriors, so I went. I'm having a good day here.
Pretty good. It's good.
The over-under on the total of points for that game was 226.
Terrible all day yesterday.
235 was the total. Chris and I both win because we took the over.
Tony, I just want to point out that it was in doubt until the last 40 seconds of the game, though, the over-under.
Yeah.
I was watching it going at 226, and they're like at 223. Then somebody hit a three. Then they're, I mean, it's so close, though. Sorry. I'm impressed.
All right, let's make some bets for tonight. We're going to go with one of the interesting games on the slate for the NBA that we can bet on because most of them already started at this point. But the Nuggets are heading to Phoenix to take on the Suns. Suns are favored by 6 points in this game. Chris, what do you say?
I say that the Nuggets have a little revenge on their mind. I believe the Suns eliminated them in the postseason last year. But I just think Phoenix is so much better. Jokic is incredible, though. But the Suns have Chris Paul, my favorite player in the league. I'll take the Suns, -6. That's a lot to give in a game between two good teams, but I'll take Phoenix.
Tony?
Suns. Yeah, I remember my man Murray's still out. He got the ACL.
Oh, is he still out?
He did that relatively late in the season.
I didn't realize he was still out.
I'm going to take the Nuggets because I liked what Chris said about them feeling some type of way.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's make some prop bets for tonight. Devin Booker, over under 26.5 points in the game. Tony.
Is that in the first half or is that the whole game?
In the whole game.
He can get that.
Yeah. Give me Book on that one
over?
Right there. Yeah, over.
All right, I'm going to go over as well, Chris.
I am not the contrarian. I will go over.
All right, we're all together. Now, here is another one, but this one is points, rebounds, and assists combined. And it's for the Joker, Nikola Jokic. And his line for points, rebounds, and assists is set at 45.5. I'm up first. I looked at this very long and hard. And
while you were reading over that that read for...
Yes, thank you.
Indeed?
No, it was not indeed.
That was a trick was, right there. He's trying to catch you.
Smart investing.
Okay,
good. Was he trying to catch me?
He was trying to catch you, dog.
For this one, they basically set the line at what he averaged last year, which was nearly a triple-double. I am going to say in his first game, he's going to ball out and go over. Points, rebounds, assists.
Okay.
45.5, Chris.
Yeah, 15, 15, and 15. I think he can do that. I'll take Jokic, man. He's MVP for a reason.
Tony?
Over for the Joker.
Man, we're not going to be contrarians.
What time's that game get underway? I want to watch some of that game. All right, good.
All right, football tomorrow. Now, I am stunned that this line hasn't changed ever since Baker Mayfield was ruled out and Nick Chubb was ruled out and Kareem Hunt was ruled out and basically their entire team was
changed.
Ruled out. Well, we're going to have to go with what we got right now, and that's the Browns favored by 2 on Thursday Night Football over the Broncos.
Oh, it's changed. It was more than 2 at the beginning of the week. I mean, they're a home team, and they're a better team.
I'm telling you.
If you're the home team and you're better, you're going to be favored by more than 3 points. They give the home team 3 points right off the bat. So the fact that they're only favored by 2...
It's changed to Browns still favored by -1.5, but we're going to stay with 2. Because that's our bet.
Perfect. Scraby, what do you got?
For me, I'm going to say the Broncos win this game. There is no chance, or not no chance, but there is a lot to overcome for the Browns. So I'm going to say the Broncos win this one. Chris?
Browns.
Wow.
Yeah, they could play with Mike Phipps at quarterback, and I think they can beat this Denver club. I'm not impressed with Denver.
Tony?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Denver.
Oh, you're both going Denver
go with
there.
The Broncos.
You're going with the upset. Okay.
Yeah, I just feel like there's so
Keenum
many injuries.
And what you said about his arm the other day has put me. That was yesterday, actually. That I think the Broncos are going to win this. Broncos. No, I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't want to hype the Broncos too much because they're not very good. But I think they got a chance this week.
All right, and then the over under for the total points scored is 41. Chris, over or under? So that's 21-20.
It is. Or 24-17 or 41-0
or 31-10.
Right. All of those things.
Or 37-4.
Under.
Under. Tony, 41 points tomorrow night.
Under.
I don't see a lot of points in this game.
I think Odell has like 700 yards receiving.
I hope you're right, but I doubt
under.
It.
I'm going to go under as well. Man, we all were on the same.
We agreed with each other quite a bit there.
Except
tonight.
For Chris took the Browns.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. End of the hour.
Perfect.
And look at that. Rate the Radio calls up next.
I cannot wait, man.
I got round a lot of good ones.
Round number two of Rate the Radio Call. We did it last Wednesday. Debuted to rave reviews. We'll see what our reviews are of the radio calls we hear tonight when the happy hour gets underway with Gwen and Chris next. Also, a Major League Baseball playoff update when we return. 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.